November 30th, 2009. What a truly magical time. It's Leave Ten Cast and iTunes Review Day.
All right, I won't make you sit through the song 3 weeks in a row, but just remember to leave us an iTunes review on the 30th, all right? All right. Honey, tell them about the show.
Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
All right, is everybody recording? Jesus Christ, Noah!
I'm recording now, you mofo.
What do you do in between the time?
He visits RedTube and masturbates.
I'm a busy man.
Busy.
Got shit to do.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Tancast.
So, ho, 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 welcome to Tancast, the post-Christmas coma edition.
The listener topic suggestion special year-end clusterfuck.
Fuck a duck.
It's almost midnight Eastern time, and Andy's recording this 2 days before he travels to California. His mind might be other places. Edition.
Like whores.
Whores!
Noah, if you could move your microphone slightly away from your mouth, I think our listeners would appreciate it.
No, they wouldn't. They like it, when the mic's in my mouth.
Well, then I don't care. I would appreciate it.
I don't give a shit about you, motherfucker.
You give a shit.
No, I don't.
Give it.
Nope.
Give that shit.
I take a
give
shit.
Give it up.
But I
give
don't give
that
it.
Shit all day. Hi, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, your mother.
I held on to that A a long time. I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
The Fonz?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I was doing there.
A.
Must be late. I must be sleepy.
A.
Sleepy.
Should we do some tan laughs before we do the listener suggestions?
We probably should.
Why not?
Shouldn't all your good jokes be forgotten in need of funny lad? Then turn up this podcast, my friends, cause it's tan laugh time.
All right. My first one is from Mike.
Like Mike? If I could
well, I do
like
believe
Mike.
is our number one. I'm pretty sure Mike is our number one fan, right?
Well, there's track. They're also special.
Well, I believe he is such a fan that even though he does not use iTunes, he signed up for iTunes just to participate and leave Tancast an iTunes review day.
Holy shit, that's some dedication, dude.
Yes. So, mucho kudos to Mike-o.
To you-o. Mike-o. El Mike-o.
You're doing it. All right, well, this is his joke. A man walking along a beach one day finds a bottle. He rubs it, and sure enough, out pops a genie. I will grant you 3 wishes, said the genie, but there's a catch. What's the catch? The man asked. The genie replied, every time you make a wish, every lawyer in the world will receive double the wish you were granted. Well, I can live with that. No problem, replied the elated man. What's your first wish? Asked the genie. Well, I've always wanted a Ferrari. Poof! A Ferrari appeared in front of the man. Now every lawyer in the world has 2 Ferraris, said the genie. Next wish? I'd love $1 million, replied the man. Poof! $1 million appeared at his feet. Now every lawyer in the world has $2 million, said the genie. Well, that's okay, as long as I've got my million, repeated the man. Or, replied the man. He didn't repeat it, because he'd only said it once. What is your third and final wish? The man thought long and hard and finally said, well, you know, I've always wanted to donate a kidney.
Oh. I've actually heard that same joke, except it was, all right, genie, I want you to beat me half to death.
Ah, yes.
Now the lawyers are dead.
No, they're just kidneyless.
Lawyers. Yay. Okay, I got one. I forgot to mention that the last 10 left I did was from Luke. Luke from Ireland. I'm not going to even do that. Northern Ireland. So here's another one from Luke. One day in the forest, 3 guys were just hiking along a trail when all of a sudden a huge pack of Indians attacked them. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's racist.
Oh, thank you. So it's not the...
No, they weren't.
We haven't curry. Quite left the racism behind from last show.
So the...
I got a story to tell. A huge pack of Indians attacked them and knocked them out. When they woke up, they were at the leader of the tribe's throne. The chief then said, all your lives may be spared if you find 10 of one fruit and bring them back to me. So after a while, the first man returned with 10 apples. The chief then ordered him to stick all 10 of them up his butt without making any expression at all on his face. He had a little bit of trouble with the first ones, but wait, sorry. He had a little bit of trouble with the first one and started crying while trying to put the next one in. He was soon killed.
Yeesh.
Later, the next guy came in with 10 grapes. The chief soon ordered him to do the same as the first guy. After the ninth grape, the man started laughing so hard for no apparent reason and was killed. When the first two guys soon met in heaven, the first guy asked the second, "Why did you start laughing? You only needed one more grape and you have gotten away." The second guy answered, while still laughing, "I couldn't help it. I saw a third guy walking in with pineapples."
Pineapples would be unpleasant.
And really quickly, I was at Costco the other day, and there was an Indian fellow there, and he fucking reeked of BO. Like, I saw him once, and I was like, that guy smells strong. And then I was in another area of the store, and I didn't have to look. I'm like, oh, that's that smell again. And looked around, there he was again, standing behind me. Not even behind me. He was like a whole aisle over, like by the freezer section. That guy has some strong BO. He had some, what the fuck was that? Conrad BO. Put it in context for you, Tim.
I don't get that.
Conrad is really stinky for all our listeners who've never smelled him. Although you might be able to. From no matter where you are in the world, his smell may reach you.
No doubt. That guy was a stinky motherfucker.
I don't know why, but that just reminded me of that old joke. Woman gets onto an elevator and there's already a man on there. After they ride for a couple of floors, the man turns to the woman and says, "Excuse me, can I smell your pussy?" "Should you certainly cannot." He goes, "Oh, it must be your feet."
That's a good one, Andy.
I think we've used that one on Tancast before.
Have we? I don't think so.
Maybe. All right, shall I do a tan laugh?
Do it.
You just did one.
Do
you want to ruin the funny one you did by telling another one?
Yes, because this one's racist.
Okay, good.
Hooray.
This one comes from Nick. A young Chinese couple gets married. She's a virgin. Truth be told, he's a virgin too, but she doesn't know that. On their wedding night, she cowers naked under the sheets as her husband undresses in the darkness. He climbs into bed next to her and tries to be reassuring. "My darling," he whispers, "I know this your first time, and you very frightened. I promise you, I give you anything you want. I do anything, just anything you want. You just ask. So what you want?" He says, trying to sound experienced and worldly, which he hopes will impress her.
Or racist.
A thoughtful silence follows, and he waits patiently and eagerly for her request. She eventually shyly whispers back, "I want to try something I have heard about from other girls. Number 69. More thoughtful silence, this time from him. Eventually, in a puzzled tone, he asks, "You want garlic chicken with steamed vegetable?"
Oh, man, you should have stuck with the first joke.
Yeah.
I feel like I just missed a step. Like, I looked away for a second. Like, I was looking, I was reading something, and I was like, oh, wait, I probably missed a couple words that made that funny.
Well, now you'll never know.
Yeah, I will. I get to replay this. Fuck, if anybody's going to know, I'm going to know.
Trash your file, Andy. Trash it.
Delete. Break it into thousands of pieces.
Oh, by the way, for people wondering why we didn't have Jeff on for a whole year, now that I finished editing that episode, I know why. Because his fucking mic blows balls.
What? Is Rockman mic, baby?
Like, there was this hiss in the background, and when I tried to bring up the volume, like, his volume was so low that it brought up the hiss almost as loud. So then that's why I had to add that Smodcast-style music bed underneath, so that you didn't hear that every time he talked, it sounded like this.
We should hear it
in some parts, but it kind of covers it up a little with the music.
As soon as we saw the green, like whenever he was quiet, just that steady little bit of green in Skype, we should address that sooner.
That's how we roll. We don't get on top of things.
If one of you wants to get Jeff a new mic, then and by that I mean the listeners, then we can come back on.
Until then, no!
Hear that? We'll get him two Dixie cups and a string.
Yeah. Van's got good mics. We'll have Van on again.
Yeah, well. And there's another podcaster who has accepted the challenge to come on here in the future.
You got to keep it a secret?
Kristen from Nostalgia, so no.
Okay.
The problem is she does not have the setup to do it herself. Because when she podcasts with, like, they have this whole studio set up, and it's not hers. She doesn't possess it. So we're trying to get that worked out, and then we'll get her on the show.
Ah, poor Kristen. It's going to come down to the ghetto with us.
Come down to the ghetto?
Yeah. Just We got our just random rooms in our houses that are all echoey. We got our shitty microphones. We got our.
Sometimes you're in a stairwell in a hotel in Portland. Fucking, we just get it done. That's all that matters. Hotel with boogers on the wall, like wherever we happen to be. All right, well, we're a good ways into this listener special and haven't gotten any listener requests.
Well, I wanted to start with the most recent one to come in.
All right.
Aaron wants us to talk about how amazing our school chum Aaron is.
Is this Aaron a male or female? Do we know?
It's a
Aaron
female.
Aaron is a female, and we went to school together in first grade.
Not that Aaron, the Aaron that emailed us.
Aaron is a female, and we went to school together in first grade.
Oh, so she wants you to talk about herself?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Didn't catch that. I thought just thought that the same
like,
name.
No, so I just thought I was spinning off some random story. Hey, I know someone named Aaron. Well, I just thought I would chime in.
It's also Aaron, E-R-I-N. That's always a girl.
Always?
Always.
Always.
I'm going to find a dude named Aaron.
You do that. You will find yourself a tranny named Aaron.
And if I can't find one, I will name my boy, when I have a boy, Aaron, just to prove you wrong. Listen, son, I styled you with that girl's name because I had to prove a point.
Listen, I know you're getting picked on a lot, but you know what? Daddy won a bet. So stop bitching.
I bought that video game with the bet money. No, you can't play it.
I also bought you that
but Aaron
dress.
And I went to school together in first grade, and then she saw – recently we reconnected because – actually, she wrote an article on me on an online magazine, which we will link right here. And she'd heard about me because I think her dad saw that I was in the paper in Stockton when I went and headlined there. And one of the things she said was, I remember I guess I kissed her at some point and I had Frito breath.
Nice.
I was like, really? Nice. I don't even remember eating Fritos.
Hey, Frito breath. How's it going, buddy?
You scarred that poor girl for life.
Too bad I'm married now. Otherwise, you could kiss my freshly clean minty breath. I almost never eat Fritos anymore.
Now he's got Funyun breath.
Nothing fun about this yun breath.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Yes, it is. That's what I was. I just contradicted the point I was making. Yes, breath good. My breath's good now.
Yeah, I totally didn't get that.
Aaron?
I knew people named Aaron in school, but I don't think any of them know about Tancast.
Good times.
All right, so what should we go off on to next?
Who wants to pick?
I actually got a request via Twitter wanting to know if any of us have experienced nipple bleeding, but that would involve running a marathon, so probably not.
Oh, that horrified me. I saw pictures of that. I'm like,
yeah, I just saw it was like a whole page. It was like a collage, not a collage, but just like a collection of nipple bleeding pictures.
Yes, on
some
Flickr.
Some of them looked like it looked like someone dipped a brush into a big can of paint and made two lines down the person's shirt. I'm like, that can't be real.
It can, because my brother-in-law is a runner, like a distance runner, like he runs marathon and cross country and a whole bunch of other shit like that. His bedroom at his parents' house still has up on the wall this thing, like a Nike ad or something like that. It is the skinny, skinny-ass guy putting Band-Aids over his nipples, and it says something at the bottom like, runners, yeah, we're a little different, or something like that. And I had to ask him, like, dude, do runners' nipples just fall off? He goes, no, but you get chafing from the shirt, because you run anywhere for a couple of miles. Couple of miles of chafe, 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 chafe. And eventually it's like sandpaper.
I'd be like, you know what? Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that indeed. If you're doing anything
like,
enough
that
your nipples are bleeding, you need to slow that shit down.
I've never been doing something so fun that I'm like, I would have bloody nipples just to enjoy this more.
Yeah.
Oh, this is wonderful.
I would say even people that enjoy like the nipple clamps or like, you know, just really pinching their nipples or having their nipples pinched or whatever, when they start bleeding profusely, that's probably when they know that it's time to stop.
Oh, time to throttle back.
Or if not, perhaps a little sooner than that. In fact, I'm going to go with sooner. I'm going to say nipple blood indicates you did not back off the gas quite soon enough.
Nipple blood, God's warning.
Yeah, it's like that old saying about how death is God's way of saying slow the fuck down. No, nipple blood is God's way of saying slow the fuck down. Death is God's,
death
way,
is
of
God's
saying,
way of saying
knock that the fuck off.
Death is God's way of saying I warned you with nipple blood.
Oh, I thought we were going to get a link to nipple blood.
Yes, no. Well, yes. Here, whenever that site was, I'm sure I'll link it in here. There you go. Nipple blood. Done.
Yes, yeah, I've been just sitting here waiting for nipple blood, but no nipple blood. Because I didn't see the nipple blood. You guys saw the nipple blood.
I'm sorry. I'll find it.
I only had it explained to me a couple of years ago.
I did not have nipple blood, but one time, and I think Tim was there for this, we were at a show at the comedy club in San Jose, the Improv, and I was wearing this shirt with no undershirt on, and the shirt had like this pattern, but on the backside had like this material that was holding the pattern on, and fucking it tore up my nipples. Like, they weren't bleeding, but they were very raw at the end of the night.
It was like that backing stuff that's like really thick so that the thing on the front stays really well. Yeah, I know the material you're talking about.
Oh, it was not pleasant.
Oh, I would never, ever wear a shirt like that without an undershirt. I would have whipped my shirt off halfway through the night. You know what? Man tits for all of you. It's this or the fucking shirt.
I ended up like getting some napkins, or I think the receipt for my ticket, and like licking it and like pressing against my nipples, my tender nipples. anyone else got topics they want to discuss?
Oh, we actually had a suggestion.
We have a lot of suggestions.
Not for this episode, but I think it was for episode 100 on the Last Standcast in the comments. Saying that we should unmask me, but that's already been done. I look exactly like the picture that you all see. Just sort of hairy, I sit alone by myself, and I throw poo from time to time.
As do we all.
Yeah. Little chunky, got a little of the gray hair coming in. Oh, Jesus. Crazy. Thank you. Thank you for the nipple blood. See, I'm sure everybody else actually got the link a little sooner than now, but we just got the link now. Oh, my God. And they're pointing it like they're proud. Look, I bled from my nipples.
Hooray for nipple blood.
You know, I was telling nipple blood. If bleeding from your nipples was the point, you could have done that without all the running.
If bleeding from your nipples is right, I don't want to be right.
I hate polycotton blends. Well, then fucking don't do it. I'm sure that run didn't creep up on you. It's like, oh shit, the dogs are after me. Guess I better run till my fucking nipples bleed. Okay. Done with that. Oh, you know what you shouldn't do when your stomach's just a little bit iffy and it's like fucking midnight and you're really tired? Look at nipple blood.
I think that's a perfect time to look at nipple blood.
Anybody got another one?
Yeah. Oh, Todd topic? Suggested.
Okay, yeah. Go, baby, go.
I was going to say, Todd suggested what car would we really want to own? Like, you know, fantasy or what we could really reasonably afford.
Now, when he says fantasy car, does that mean like a fucking like flying car? Or does he mean like fantasy like...
I'm sure he means of cars that exist. He doesn't really
specify. Right, if money wasn't an object, what would you buy? If you could design things ignoring the laws of physics.
Because I would design a car that would kill fucking Tim.
Because I think we'd all take the DeLorean, am I right?
Yes, yeah, we'd take the DeLorean. Because I would travel back to high school Andy and totally teach him game. I would travel back to middle school Andy and I would beat the shit out of some bullies. But hey, you know what you're doing right now? It grows up into me.
Y'all grows up and y'all groans up.
I would travel back to a time before a lot of things happened that I knew about, bet on those things to happen as myself, but then keep the money in an account that I don't know about and then travel forward to the future and then not only take the money that I won, but the interest that it collected while it was sitting in that account that whole time.
Wow. That's the kind of car you'd get.
Yep. Well, the DeLorean, faggot.
I know.
Because then I could buy a real car and I don't have to worry about my fucking brakes.
Yeah, because you want to drive around in a circa 85 DeLorean. If it wasn't for the time traveling, fuck that.
Someone would steal that. If you see an actual working DeLorean on the road, someone's going to try and go for that.
So yeah, because they're going to get up to 88 miles an hour just to see.
And I got to get, you know, I got to get a garage for it and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to Danelle about this. My fantasy car is a Corvette.
Huh.
I don't know why I've always liked the Corvette.
I can see it.
She owned a Corvette, didn't she?
No, she owned a Camaro.
Oh, okay.
Fuck. All the listeners really just hear the disdain and know it's... She owned a Corvette, idiot! What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you bring such bullshit discussion to the listener special?
Do you ever fucking get wrong of being so fucking wrong? Substitute one of those wrongs for the word tired, I don't care. Oh, just pick one and pretend that it was a sentence.
That was amusing.
That I caught it myself, and then I was disappointed.
Well, just the wrong of being so wrong.
Fuck.
Because at first I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, Andy. What are you doing over there?
I got the instant replay, so I can just glory in my shame there. Look at me! I'm a retard!
Hooray for retardacy!
Oh, so wait.
Since money is an object, I'm looking at a Corolla or a Yaris.
Both fine vehicles.
Because they have the highest gas mileage, and Toyota tends to be a pretty reliable car.
Did you look up reviews for the Yaris?
I have not.
You should.
I don't know. I was still going to beat that Yaris to death.
I'm not saying it's bad. I just remember hearing something bad about it one time. I don't remember exactly what it was. I just want Tim to be informed.
I remember hearing something bad about black people one time.
Yeah, you should read some reviews about black people.
I should.
Before you buy the 2010.
They're on Metacritic.
The 2010 black people are out. Mm. Now they got cruise control.
Ooh.
And power window.
And now they get pulled over a little bit less by the cops.
Oh, fucking A, dude. I don't know. Did we talk about that on Tancast? That time that I was giving you a ride home and the cop fucking pulled us over and wanted to see your ID?
I vaguely remember it. I just blocked this racist shit out.
Yeah.
What? That was racist.
Yeah. I'm watching it happen. I'm like, holy shit. This, oh my God. I couldn't believe that was racist. Yeah. I wanted to hop out of the car and be like, did you not check the driver's side first? I'm white. I am white ass white. I am clear. Maybe that was the problem. Maybe he looked at me and just saw you.
I'm a sexy man.
It's like, there's two black guys in there. There's one on the driver's side, and he's a little bit difficult to focus on. Seems a little hazy. Like there's a cloud of mist in front of him. Fat cloud of mist.
You're a strange man.
Fat cloud of angry mist.
Strange man.
It looks hungry.
Are you going to talk about your car?
My car? Well, I'll do the realistic one. I want a minivan. You know, it's got all the carrying capacity. You can get it with the little, you know, shut the fuck up DVD player for the kid, and you know, easy for the kid to get in and out of, because lifting him up into our SUV is a pain in the ass. Plus, I always get stuck doing it because my wife is like, "It's so high." I'm like, see, fucking minivan. So, and we've already run the numbers, and we could realistically afford a minivan, even though they're actually quite expensive.
They are.
And fantasy car, I don't know, probably a mid-sized Mercedes sedan.
Mercedes, huh?
Yeah. Once you get high enough, Mercedes have got some neat shit like active stabilization. So like you're going through the turns and the car doesn't roll over to the side at all. They got some neat tricks. They seem like they're, you know, comfortable and solid. And I think I'm at a point in my life where I'd like that. So Noah?
All right. So at this point in my life, since I don't have a kid, I would probably say like a Mini Cooper would be my realistic car I could afford. Uh-huh. But I think later on in life, it'll probably be a minivan like Andy. I would get the one with the remote control door, hit a button, go...
Oh, yes.
Dream car? I guess like a... I'm not really into those fast cars, so I guess like one of those tricked out RVs that have like fucking a huge TV. Like fucking... what was it? Robert De Niro, I think, has an RV that is bigger than my house. Like square footage wise.
That's a good answer, sir.
I'm like, Jesus Christ.
That is an exceptional answer. So basically, Noah's fantasy car is another house.
On wheels.
And I can't argue with the logic. Yeah. RVs do some crazy shit with like the pop-out sides.
Dude, I saw one that stored a car underneath it.
Fucking
like a full-size car.
That's awesome.
It was a smaller car, but I mean, like, yeah, you know.
But still, that's like, look, my big car births a little car.
That is like the ultimate fantasy idea. That's like some mass shit. Like, yeah. Okay, I'm going to just pop into my car, my little car, and take off.
Dude, I would have to hook up like some sort of loudspeakers where whatever button you press to like drop the other car out, where it would go, where, before the little car pops out, something transformery sounding.
No, it should sound like a lady giving birth. Push!
And then the little car, the horn on the little car should be a baby crying. That would be awesome because somebody cuts you off in traffic and just hear,
is that guy crying?
I'm glad we're still talking about cars because of all the reviews I've read, I've not heard anything bad about the Yaris.
Okay, good.
Other than it doesn't have a lot of extra shit, which I don't need any extra shit.
Now, Are you looking at Consumer Reports, too?
I tried to look at Consumer Reports, but you have to be a subscriber to look at that content. I was like, well, then fuck you. I'm trying to
become a subscriber. It's worth it. I think it's worth it for, like, because you can just do a month membership. I felt it was worth it when I got my car.
Fuck it.
Okay.
Fuck it, I say.
Yep. I figure if you're making that big of a purchase, $20 or $30, whatever it is.
That's $20 or $30 less to spend on my car.
No, it's not, Tim.
It is. It's taking money out of my car's pocket.
You'll still buy the same car.
No, I won't.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh.
What?
I was scanning ahead in Todd's email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to the PS, and now I'm sad.
Are you sad like cancer?
No, I'm sad like father passed away.
Okay. Close enough.
Yeah. Shit.
Condolences to Todd.
Yeah. We're sorry, dude.
2/3 of us have had this experience in the last 2 years.
Yep.
I never knew my dad, so he could be dead right now.
Could be.
I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. I don't want to, like, turn this conversation too real, but I've always just kind of thought, to be perfectly honest with you now, like, there was some part of you that I would probably never really understand because of that. Like, there was some aspect of your experience that would just be unfathomable to me.
Oh, not knowing my father or not having a father?
Not knowing your dad.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, I never had any other way, so I can't really, like, compare it to, like, oh, it was great. I mean, my mom had boyfriends. They were cool. They weren't my father.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you turned out all right.
Yeah.
You're a good guy, steady job, good wife, nice house, very well-spoken.
You racist.
Thank you for getting the Chris Rock reference. That's it.
I think I was racist.
He's well spoken. I'm going to pass me a law today. I'm going to drop me a bomb. Jumping back from the sad, he did ask if, like, what we thought about movies coming out. I'm going to see Avatar tomorrow, so if I remember, a week after you guys are hearing this, maybe I'll talk about how that was.
Or maybe fuck yourself. Maybe that.
I don't know if I'm excited about Avatar.
I look at James Cameron's body of work, and I'm optimistic.
I just like his movies, but I don't get excited about his movies. You know what I mean? I'm not like, oh, shit, the new James Cameron movie's out.
That's because it's been over a decade since one has.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the movies that he's really famous for, like, I didn't know who he was back when those came out, like Aliens. I like those movies, but I didn't know who the fuck he was. True Lies. I didn't even know he did that movie.
Oh, yeah. I knew.
I loved that movie.
Tom Arnold was on some XM radio show the other day and was being self-effacing like he often does, but, you know, just kind of like talking about how he's a huge pile of shit and his movies are shit and, you know, this is shit and that shit. And I was thinking to myself, like, Tom Arnold could fall off the wagon, get coked up, and run over a bunch of school children, and he would still not have to apologize about True Lies.
Terminator 2 is when James Cameron came on my radar, and then True Lies was after Terminator 2.
Yeah, see, even then I wasn't paying attention, so I'm like, oh, I knew actors then, and that was it.
Yeah, and if you go back and watch the original Terminator, that movie was pretty fucking well done. I mean, it was suspenseful, it's got, you know, the good tropes of the damsel in distress being chased by the unstoppable monster, but kind of turns it on its head a little bit where she, you know, gets kind of that girl power shit going on towards the end.
Sure. I can't deal with all this hype going on about Avatar.
Yeah. That's why I'm only cautiously optimistic. Because I've seen so much hype that turned into, like fucking Godzilla. Ugh, that shit on celluloid that was Godzilla.
I feel that was just marketing hype. This seems like people are talking about, like, fuck, this thing has changed movies. Oh, my God. And then you look at it, I'm like, that looks like the shit on episode one. Or episode two. Well, any of the first three Star Wars episodes that just look like computer animation. I'm like, or I could watch a Pixar movie. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't look amazing.
It's going to be in 3D, right?
Yes.
Are you going to see it in 3D, Andy?
Yes.
Okay. I think I will as well. I haven't seen a 3D movie in a while.
Yep.
You go for it, Noah. Treat yourself.
I will. I'm going to treat myself. No, don't get any popcorn, though.
Why not?
I don't know. I try to bring my own shit down in the theaters.
Oh, you scallywag.
Ooh. I know.
After years of keeping other people's shit out, you're bringing it in.
That's right. Because I'm trickier than they are. I don't fucking just stroll in with it. Oh, the Starbucks is right over there. Oh, I can't bring this in.
Side story, and then we can continue with the movies. I remember when people used to try to come in with coffee and be like, well, you don't sell coffee in there. Well, we don't sell a Buick in here, but you can't drive that in here either.
We don't sell hookers in here either, but you can't bring one of those in. Well, you can.
Yeah, you can.
You can bring a hooker in. Hey, we ain't stop you.
Yeah. You know what amazed me? People used to sneak, like, fucking 24 packs of beer into the theater. Like, you know, after midnight showing, you go clean up. You're like, how the fuck did they get this in here?
Neither of us was working door that day. That's how they got it in there.
I was always smart enough to smuggle my beer in by already drinking it.
That's clever. I smuggled it in my belly.
And then I processed it into pee and good times.
And golden showers. Those are always good times.
I'll tell you a movie I'm definitely not looking forward to that I just found out about. I don't know if she wants me to say. I don't know if it's like a secret, but one of our listeners text messaged me. I would go so far as to call her a friend of mine as well. A friend of hers is auditioning for Transformers 3.
What?
Yes.
Already?
Apparently.
Fuck. I didn't even see that.
Exactly. Fuck.
They got to start early so that they can spend all that fucking time doing...
Not the plot.
Yeah, the post-production. You just gotta knock out the live-action sequences so they can get to the big fucking confusing battle scenes.
I'm kind of looking forward to Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to it with Sherlock Holmes.
I'm going to wait until I see some... I'm going to wait until I see some reviews. Because it could go either way. I mean, fucking Robert Downey Jr. I love me some Robert Downey Jr. Kiss, kiss, bang, bang. Good shit.
I like Guy Ritchie. Well, I liked his first two movies. And then... and then he came out with, what, Revolver and another one.
Rock and Roller was not bad.
Rock and Roller. It was okay. It wasn't as good as...
It wasn't as good as Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels or Snatch. But it was it was good. Snatch.
Yeah,
it
wasn't horrible.
Speaking of Downey Jr.
Yeah, I know exactly where Tim's going with this because I'm right there behind him.
What's that?
Did you see the trailer for Iron Man 2 came out? I said, speaking of Robert Downey Jr.
I would say the underwear that I ruined... indicates yes, I saw that trailer. Dude, fucking Mickey Rourke. Oh my god.
Actually doing some acting. I know. Yeah, crazy.
He was good in The Wrestler, man. That got to me. It was very emotional.
He looked as gay as he did in just the still pictures.
Yes, that is
true. Like, when I first saw still pictures of him, I'm like, he looks pretty fucking gay.
Yeah. But then you see him and he's just kind of got like that hunched, like, I could totally kick your ass, but I probably haven't showered in like, you know, this decade. Like, oh, that's pretty good.
So, no, what were you starting to say before I got us off on Iron Man 2?
I don't remember now.
Was it more about Sherlock Holmes or Guy Ritchie or some of his movies?
I totally forgot, dude.
All right, well, then we don't care.
All right, sweet.
Yeah, apparently not. I'm like, if you can't keep your shit in your head, fuck it. You deserve to be interrupted.
Daybreakers. I'm kind of cautiously optimistic about that one, too.
That looks like something else I've seen, though. Like, it doesn't look like something new to me.
Yeah, a little bit Blade-ish, a little bit Matrix-ish.
Yeah. Oh, that is a movie I'm looking forward to. I don't even know what's coming out, but it's a new Chris Nolan movie where there's just like a teaser out, and it's got Leonardo DiCaprio in it. I don't even remember what it's called. Here, I'll look it up real quick.
Okay.
That looks very Blade-ish. Not Blade-ish. Matrix. It is called Inception. I take it neither of you have seen the preview for this.
No.
I've seen it. I don't really remember much about it.
It's sci-fi. The preview... Or the teaser, it had me. I was like, oh, you got me on board.
Is it Scorsese?
No. That's Shutter Island.
Oh, then no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Inception. There's only been a teaser out. I don't think they even played that much. Check it out. It's kind of interesting.
No, I'm not. Fuck you.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Ken Watanabe.
Yeah, Watanabe. I got Watanabe for you. You want Watanabe? You got Watanabe?
And Michael Caine.
I like Michael Caine. I'm looking kind of forward to the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, the last Heath Ledger movie. Yep. The preview looked kind of interesting. Book of Eli, I'm looking towards.
I haven't seen the preview for that yet.
It's out there. Check it out.
I have not either.
Thanks,
but,
Noah.
yeah, knowing that it's Terry Gilliam, I'm pretty much on board.
Book of Eli, I'm looking forward to. That's Denzel.
Denzel! Sorry, too much drawn together.
Shutter Island, I'm looking forward to, which is the one preview that Tim has seen. Looks kind of, it doesn't look like a Martin Scorsese film.
No, it looks interesting. I mean, not to say that Martin Scorsese films aren't normally interesting, but it looks interesting in a different way.
Yeah, gotcha. That's Scorsese? That kind
of interesting. Yeah, just like that's a different type of movie than I'm expecting from Scorsese.
Mm-hmm.
Me, who has seen all of one Scorsese movie to this point.
Ooh, you should see more.
I've never seen Goodfellas. I've seen bits of Goodfellas, but never seen.
I've never even seen little bits of Goodfellas.
I got the Goodfellas on the DVD.
Mean Streets, Taxi Driver.
I've seen Taxi Driver. I've seen Departed. I've seen.
That's the only one I've seen. Departed.
I wonder if there's
Gangs of New York.
Nope.
Wow.
I wonder if there's a Scorsese movie I haven't seen. Well, I'm sure there is, but I've seen the major ones.
Wasn't Heat Scorsese?
No. That was Michael Mann.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
I've never seen any. I didn't see his. Although I kind of wanted to see it. I didn't see his Rolling Stones documentary.
Yep. Two things I couldn't care more less about. Rolling Stones and Martin Scorsese. That's all.
I didn't see The Aviator.
Oh, shit. I've seen The Aviator. I've seen two.
Alrighty.
That was good. I enjoyed The Aviator.
Yeah. It was interesting that they did different sections of it as if it was movies that had been made at that time. So, like, the different color processes and shit like that. That was kind of interesting.
Completely lost on Tim Babb.
Oh.
Bandy's paying attention.
Yeah.
I wonder how often filmmakers go through that kind of trouble and it's just lost on the general public. Like, I consider myself a slightly more savvy film goer than most of the general public. And if I didn't notice it, I'm willing to bet nobody else, like, this just looks like... Sorry, Southern people, this is just the go-to voice. This looks just like they used to do in the 30s when the thing was the blue.
So you didn't notice, like, the color changing and, like, being super saturated, and for one part it was, like, only reds and blues, no greens, and it was black and white, and...
Nope.
Okay.
Well, like, it was a good story.
Believe you me.
When he crashes the plane somewhere towards the middle of the movie, and he reaches up to push the cockpit up with his hand, uh-huh. and it's sizzling hot, and it makes that noise when it hits his hand, he yanks his hand back like it's hot. Ugh. Like that moment just stuck with me, and like I noticed how many people were like, "Ah, he burned his hand!" Like out of everything that happened in that movie.
Yeah.
That singed it.
Yeah. What's when you hear that's flesh. That's bacon, but it's. Baconardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not all gems. What are you going to do? So I think we tapped that one out, but Logan was actually asking how we all wound up at the Tan House and how we met our wives.
Well, you take 87 South, and then you take 85 South,
uh-huh.
and then you get off on Blossom Hill,
yeah,
and then you make a left, and you make a
Blossom
right.
Hill. Make a right at Snell.
All right, so let's get back to Logan's topic, because nothing was just edited out.
So, Tim and I were friends in high school, and he went over to San Jose, and then I went over to San Jose with our buddy Joe, and all three of us got an apartment. And then Joe had to bail, and then it was just Tim and I, and then our apartment got infested with termites, so they were kicking us out. So we
started
looking
for a new
place.
That would follow me throughout my life.
Same fucking termites.
They're in your house. Anyway, so yes, they kicked us out, and then we had to get we had to get a new place. And by that time, I had started working at the theater, which is where I met Noah. And the three of us seemed to get along okay, so we decided to get instead of renting another apartment, we would rent a house because why not? And we rented a 3-bedroom house, and that's how it happened.
And the house was tan. And we were tan.
First, Tim didn't like me.
We've covered that. When I very first met Noah, that's not true. I only disliked that one thing you did, but that wasn't our first meeting.
Okay. I'm never breaking you again.
Fuck, that was annoying.
I don't know why, but that suddenly reminded me the bleeding nipples thing we were talking about earlier. That one time that Tim was going to pinch Noah's nipples and Noah had his nipple rings in. I wasn't
Noah
even there. I just heard
his
about
nipple
it later.
Rings, and he said I was partly to blame for it because I pinched his nipples too much.
Yeah, I was very just like protective of my nipples. I was like, jeez, I don't want to get these things ripped out. Oh, fuck. So yeah, we lived together for was it 3 wonderful years?
Oh, it was more than that.
Was it?
I would. Andy, you're not going to back me up on this?
I'm pretty sure it was more than 3.
Okay,
thanks. I know it was so 2001 to whenever we moved out.
2005.
There you go.
It was, August 2005 that we moved out.
Yeah, so a little more than 4 years, because it was May of 2001.
Yep.
And I got my license while I lived with you guys, finally.
Ah, yes. What a salad days those were. And Tim lost a car in the driveway.
He didn't lose it. He knew exactly where it was.
Sitting in the driveway.
Growing hornets.
Build a nest in there. We had a whole little zoo. We had toads underneath the couch outside.
I was going to say our frog couch.
It was a wildlife sanctuary.
Snails inside the couch.
Cockroaches in the garage and the house.
Cockroaches.
And
the Tim's
bedroom.
Yeah.
Those fucking they were fucking huge.
Look at all these roaches surrounding me every day.
Can't take it no more.
I'm not going to continue that song.
Nailed it. Yeah. So someone else asked us a question. Was it Jason?
We'll save How We Met Our Wives maybe for Valentine's.
Ooh, nice.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Let's tell all sorts of wacky dating stories on the Valentine's Day episode.
Oh, so this may be like a little too last minute, but Jason was asking about our top favorite songs.
I might actually be able to pull that off.
You might?
I might.
All right. Oh, go for it, Mr. Man.
I'm going to see if I can do this. Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam definitely has to be on the list. I can't really explain it, just love the song. I would say that Air on the G String, which I'm pretty sure is Bach. I always fuck up Bach and Beethoven for some reason.
Tell me about it.
Yep, it's Bach. Yay!
I knew it.
I don't know. I think that... I can't really explain it, but I think that's perhaps the most beautiful piece of music I've ever heard. So that one's definitely on the list. I'm going to put Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen on there. I know it's kind of like everybody's go-to Queen song, but if you just listen to the layering and the amount of work that went into getting... It's a couple of guys being a whole fucking chorus singing. It's just amazing shit. I think I'm going to peter out right before I get to five.
Come on, man. You can do it. You've come so far.
Oh, Let It Be by the Beatles.
Woo! He did it.
That's four.
Oh, damn it. I thought you had it. You don't. You have nothing. All right. No, it's not film love.
You know what, actually? Five is going to be really easy. Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
Let's stay together. Times are good.
Yeah, I can't believe I was looking past that one.
Are you looking at your music library?
No.
I'm looking at my iTunes right now to see what my top played songs are.
There's going to be four things by Michael Jackson and one by Barry Manilow. Go.
I was going to say, there are definitely two Michael Jackson songs in there. In my top five. I'm only looking for my fifth song, so...
I'm never very good at, like, defining something if this is, like, the top thing. Like, you know, I could say, I like these things, but...
Yeah, I know, it's tough to do. It's like top five movies. Well, what genre? Because it's going to depend on what kind of mood I'm in.
Well, but, like, even, like, movies I really like, I'm, you know, it's a, you know, there's some I know I like more than others, but there's so many that I do like, it's hard for me to say, oh, I like this one this much more than this one.
Yeah.
Got it. I got mine.
You got your... All right. Well, fuck. I'll be back. Hold on.
Oh, his mom's calling again. No, why did you remember to take out the trash can? I don't know why she's calling for that, and why she sounds like Adam Sandler's mother. Should I just list my top five while he's gone?
Well, I don't know.
I say yes, because the last thing we need to do is stay up later.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? It's 10:30 or 12:30 now. I think we're going to go ahead and say yes. Executive ruling.
Guess what?
Oh,
he's back.
Never mind. Whether or not I was going to read these while you were gone.
We waffled long enough for you to come back.
So it works out.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, right at the top, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. That's just a good song. Bitches, you just can't fuck around. Billie Jean comes on, you got to dance.
That is true.
And it does help that was a song that introduced the moonwalk to the world, and it's just a good song.
Yep.
I remember there'd been a while where I just, you know, for one reason or another hadn't been thinking about Michael Jackson, and I was out at a club and they were playing it, and I was like, fuck yes!
It's got that whole thing of the lyrics being that cautionary tale of fame.
Mm-hmm.
And people trying to screw you over with it. But without being, you know, like Gold Digger just laying it right in your face.
But what I remember was it was called the Fat Cat Modesto, and they do comedy, and afterwards it turns into a dance club, and they started playing it, but it was this remixed version, and I fucking was so annoyed because they never played the lyrics. Like, they would start to play the lyrics, and the lyrics would just, like, one part would just keep repeating, like some kid with Asperger's or some shit. And like,
Billie Jean is.
She's not.
Billie Jean is.
She's not. She's not. What? She's not your what? Finish a sentence. Anywho. I've spent too long on that one song.
Billie Jean's an excellent driver.
And then the other end of the Michael Jackson spectrum, Ben. I've always had a soft spot for the song Ben, even though the lyrics are about a rat. I don't care. That is a gorgeous song.
I appreciate that song extra because of how fucking creepy it was in Willard.
I've never seen Willard. I've never seen Ben. But I really like that song. Moving on, the main titles from Superman.
I can see how you would love that. And it's fucking epic. I'll give it up to John Williams.
As Richard Donner would say, like, it's so fucking... It's like, it says the word Superman without using words. It's like, Superman! And apparently he's in the commentary, he's like, I jumped up and ruined the take. He's like, fuck yes! Because Richard Donner was so excited about it. Next up, Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. Always loved that song.
Oh, yeah.
There was some for the 35th anniversary of Disneyland. Harry Anderson was doing this retrospective and talking about Disneyland from the beginning to the end. And when they got to the part where Walt Disney died, they used that montage. They used that song for a montage of, you know, saying goodbye to Disney. And I think, and that is my first real remembering of hearing that song. And so it's kind of associated with Disney for me. And also it's associated with my mom. My dance with my mom to that song at my wedding. So it's a good song. Oh shit. Danelle and I's song is not on this top five. Well, good thing she doesn't listen.
Oops, fucked up.
Oh, there goes Noah. Time to fix the mic, dude.
This is the final time that this Noah mic fail will be sponsored by Tancast iTunes Review Day, December 30th.
We want you to write a Tancast review. We
want you to write a Tancast review.
Remember Tancast iTunes Review Day. Don't forget Tancast iTunes Review Day.
iTunes Review Day.
Yay! Please, for the love of God, somebody watch the video version of this song that's linked in the show notes. And now, back to the show. And my number one song is Friend Like Me from the movie Aladdin.
Gay.
It's one of my... I think Aladdin may be my favorite movie from the Disney Renaissance era. And I think that is my favorite song from that movie. There you go. Combines what I like, Disney, and one of my favorite stand-up comedians. Certainly my favorite at the time, I believe. I think Robin Williams was my favorite comic around circa 92, 93, whenever that came out.
Yeah. Man, I still remember seeing him at the Comedy Day in the Park.
Oh, we were so happy.
Oh, God. It's like Jesus Christ himself came out and started telling jokes to the crowd.
And apparently he's come the last couple years, too. And like I have friends who are actually there, and like they all have, if you look at their Facebooks, it's pictures with Robin Williams in the backstage of the Comedy Day. I'm like, oh.
How come you don't go anymore, Tim?
I never know when it is, and I'm almost always working that day. Like, it just seems to have worked out. I'm like, oh, that was today? Great. Fuck.
That sucks.
Oh, we're talking about Comedy Day in the Park in San Francisco, which is a free day of comedy that happens in Golden Gate Park.
Yeah.
Where a shit ton of comedians come out and entertain you for nothing.
It was the first time I've ever almost frozen my ass off while simultaneously getting a sunburn. Because, yes, kiddies,
San Francisco,
you can get a sunburn through clouds.
Noah, you got your top five?
I wouldn't say top five. I would say there are five songs I really like.
All right.
Five of your top.
I like how he has to give that disclaimer. Like, someone's going to go, nope, sorry, this is your top five. You can't have any other songs.
Because I don't... Maybe one day I'll be like, you know what? I really like this song. Like, whoa. I went back and listened. That was in your top five.
Well, who's gonna say anything to you?
I don't know.
Who's going to stop you from enjoying it?
Dude, I changed the five celebrities I totally fuck all the time. So, go ahead.
CMA.
Country Music Awards?
Cover my ass.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, so...
Yeah, I was at Country Music Awards, too, so thank you for clarifying.
No particular order.
All right.
Billy Joel, Moving Out.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Anthony works in a grocery store. Do, 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 do. I just love that song.
Saving his pennies for someday.
Anyways, I think
Mama
my wife
leaves an order on the door. She says, Sonny, move out to the country. Because working too hard can give you a heart attack.
Heart attack, you ought to know by now.
Oh, don't you throw down Billy Joel with me, boy. I know all the hits.
Second one, Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Feeling I need sexual healing.
That's another one of those songs where, like, the number of babies who were conceived of that song, probably a number in the thousands, if not millions.
So,
like that and a bunch of Prince songs.
I like I like Marvin Gaye a lot. I like Billy Joel a lot. But yeah, good, great songs.
Oh yeah,
Lean on Me by Bill Withers.
Lean on me.
Such a good song. It's uplifting. You're like, you know what?
Not UB40.
You mean Club Nouveau?
Club Nouveau. That's right.
Nouveau.
I hate that version.
Do you really?
I do.
I really like it, and I had a tape of it, like an actual cassette tape, and I had the single, the cassette single, and I played that shit until it broke, the Club Nouveau version. I don't know why. I liked it. We be jamming,
yeah.
But
yeah, no.
It's still the original. It's the best one.
Stop jamming.
Yeah.
Laverne and Shirley theme song.
I
that
knew
song.
It. I was wondering if you were gonna mention it. I was like, I remember when we were driving to my bachelor party. You were like, "Oh shit!" Turn it up, like fucking
we're gonna do
Snoop
it.
Was on the radio Give or some shit. You're like, "Oh god, bacon. Damn!"
We're gonna make our dreams come true. Is it just the relentless positivism, or what is it?
I don't know. It's like I think it is. It's like the song, the singing. It speaks to me, man. It speaks to me.
Okay. I think we're getting into that part where there's just a certain aspect of Noah that I know I'll never understand.
No. I wonder if we should do like... wait, weren't we going to do a top five something? Were we going to make that a regular thing?
Yeah, we were. That really fell by the wayside.
Okay.
As many things do on TanCast. So tune in next week where we'll explain... Well, fuck y'all.
Sounds like I make, man, top five TV theme songs. That might be a good one to do.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun. We should do that. Not now.
Okay.
Yeah. This episode's getting long as it is. We still have topics to get through.
Oh, yeah.
Last one is Weezer, Undone.
Yeah.
That's the only song I do not know.
If you want to destroy my sweater,
I've at least heard it.
What? Don't sass me, woman.
I thought Noah got suddenly pissed off that I was singing along with him.
No.
What? You can't just let me have this? I'm sorry. I just like the song too. I'm sorry.
I could not stop the laughing to get more air in. I was like, I need air, but it's funny.
What?
Fuck.
Oh. Woman. Okay, I'm going to try to find something. This is going to be not safe for work, but it was on Reddit. It's the worst possible date.
All right, well, while you're looking for that, let's get through it. Let me burn through another topic, because okay. Joe had sent this to us a while ago. Oh, shit, no, she sent it to me. That must be why you guys haven't been wondering about it. So I have to read the whole thing. So she didn't have any jokes to share, so she decided to send this. I was speaking to an older guy at work the other day who was telling me about his holiday in Florida. Holiday means vacation for you American listeners. Oh, wait. Well, there's the link that Andy was talking about.
Link!
All right, back to the letter.
Well, so, do not link the link right there. We'll link when it's more topical.
Why don't you link when you shut the fuck up?
Why don't you link my nuts?
I will not. So, Flora. He was swimming in the area, which was warm like a bath. I said to him that warm or not, swimming in the sea would not appeal to me at all because of the sharks. He laughed at me, and then she put a frowny face. I'm one of the Jaws generation, and even though I'm in my 30s and live in the UK and have swam in the sea a few times without incident, except once, before Jaws, I had a fright from a dead dogfish while swimming in some foamy pollution. Acceptable all those years ago, and likely the reason for the dead dogfish. Sorry, that part was all in parentheses. I just thought it was funny. I didn't want to leave it out. Some phobias just won't leave, so I'm also a bit iffy with combine harvesters thanks to the opening of Superman 3. Sorry, I'm familiar with Superman 3. She doesn't actually mean the opening. It's further on in the movie when a kid almost gets chopped up by a combine harvester because he fell on a rock and hit his head. And some
I vaguely
just...
remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that too. Doesn't Superman like stick his arm into the combine or something like that to destroy the whirly blades or some shit?
It doesn't actually destroy it. He just holds it and it stops. Just before he becomes evil, too. Anyway, I rarely come across either of these terrors in my daily life, but I would list them among my top phobias. What childhood phobias do you all have, especially if they're ridiculous like mine? So all that to say, what are our phobias?
No, I get it. Okay.
I feel like I kept interrupting myself enough that I ruined the flow of her letter. We'll start with one that we've at least mentioned in passing. I have a phobia about being stabbed in the neck or eye.
Yep.
Or watching others get stabbed in the neck or eye.
And showering with other people in the house.
Well, we've talked about that at length as well. Which apparently Kevin Smith shares that phobia. Doesn't like showering with other people around.
Huh.
Latest modcast again.
Okay.
I'll see someone on TV and they'll do a thing where, like, you know, someone cuts their throat. Like, I will grab my own neck. Like, no!
Why would you do that?
And the
see,
dark.
See, that's the great thing about knowing how I'm going to die.
Did you say the dark, Tim?
Yes, I have a phobia of the dark.
Do you really?
Yep.
I only freak out about the dark if I've watched, like, a really scary, fucked up movie.
I don't even have to have a movie, but also it's not absolute. Like, it's not all the time in the dark, but mm-hmm. every so often my mind will just switch on to, you know what kind of things could be lurking in the dark? Like, oh, thanks, mind. Really? Now is the time to think about that? Sometimes, like, the mind will sit there and have an argument with itself. Like, those don't really exist. Do you know for a fact they don't exist? You've done the research, Mr. Scientist? You know for sure that there is not a demon waiting to disembowel you around that corner, waiting in the dark, just for you and your bowels.
How come the demon wouldn't wait in the light? You know, not super light, but, you know, just out hiding behind a corner.
Demons don't like light, Noah. What is this, your first day at demons? Anyway, so yeah, I have an irrational fear of the dark, knives around necks.
That dark thing, it's funny. One of the stories I remember from my dad telling me, he must have been about my age because he said that I was still a little kid. He's up late one night. They're playing John Carpenter's The Thing on network television, and he couldn't walk from one end of the house without, like, he'd go from whatever lit room he was in. He'd, like, dart into the next hallway and flick the light on there, go back into the room he'd had been in, turn the light off there and run back to the room that had the light and then, like, dip into the next one that had the light and switch the light on and then go back and switch the light off and run back to his pool of light safety. My dad, yeah. It was, you know, he'd been up late watching it and it was just like it's a fucking scary movie. I don't know if you've ever seen The Thing.
I've seen it. I didn't run around and turn lights on.
Well, and this is also, you know, 20 years ago, so people had different expectations of their special effects. So, it probably looked like the guy's face had actually split apart to my dad. He had those primitive eyes, those 80s eyes. But I get it. And you know what? Honestly, the Shining, the two little twins, that come and play with us forever.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I'll play with you.
Still gets me. Oh, I just give myself a shiver.
I remember my mom tells this story all the time. One of my first trips to Disneyland when we were on It's a Small World. I don't know why I always say that with weird emphasis. It's a small world, as opposed to it's a small world. Like, I have to emphasize the small. Anyway.
Yeah. It's a world, but...
Right. I can't remember if I was 3 or 5. So I can't remember if it was my first trip or my second trip. But we're on the boat, and if you've ever been on the ride, there are scenes on one side sometimes, and then nothing on the other, where it's just sort of black and dark. I would always point out where it was dark. I'm like, Mom, it's dark over there. It's dark over there, Mom. Mom, 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 it's dark over there. Mom, over there it's dark. Mom, how about over there? You see that darkness? I want everybody to keep an eye on that. Make sure no shit happens. Obviously, I wasn't saying it like that, but I was really like, I needed my mom to know where the dark was so that she would be able to. I don't know what my inner thought process was, but apparently it infected the other children in the boat who then picked up the mantle, and by the end of the 15-minute ride, everybody was pointing out where the dark was. Like, really? Really? I'm so glad you brought your fucking son to Disneyland.
The dark over there. Over there.
Kids are in the dark.
They spent millions of dollars on these sets and these puppets and this song, and he's pointing out the darkness. And now my goddamn kid's pointing out the darkness.
My kid doesn't sleep at night anymore. Thank you. Fucking thank you.
Noah, any phobias?
Don't really like spiders.
You're suspiciously quiet?
Spiders, heights, enclosed areas.
Really? Enclosed areas?
You know, it's more so when I get older. I'm just like, that's awfully tight in there. I don't think I want to go there. I think it's you get older, your brain gets more active, starts thinking more about shit. Like, I don't even like flying anymore.
Right?
Like, I'll fly, but I just don't like it. It's like, man, what a shit. I can't go anywhere. I can't go for a walk. I'm stuck in this
walk up and down the aisle.
That's about as far as you're going to go, though. Like, I wouldn't want to be locked in, like, a box. Like, I remember watching some MTV show where they kind of buried him, you know, in a shallow grave and put him in, like, a little box. and had to come find him. I was like, I could not handle that.
All right, good to know.
So,
No, that's really it.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm afraid of the dark so much. I mean, you know, I'm definitely more aware when it's dark out. I'm just like, what was that over there? All right, it's cool. It's cool. I don't think demons are coming to come get me. I'm afraid
you
of
never
serial
know, man.
Killers.
I'm just saying, you don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
It pays to be wary.
I'm more afraid of, like, some random guy just come up and mugging me or stabbing me.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's outdoors. I'm talking about my own house. The demons are in the house. The muggers are out there in the world.
Yep.
I just want to go back to Todd's thing real quick about what we're doing for the holidays.
I didn't touch on that one because we'd already handled it in the previous episode.
Okay. Well, also, you want to know if we're doing the game, New Year's game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to guess no.
Okay. Done. Marked off
my list. Just based on how big a fan of everybody was of it, I was thinking we weren't doing it again.
All right. Fair enough,
nigga. Yeah.
Fair enough. I was like, well, you can throw in an opinion one way or the other. I was just, you know, I would be for it, but it didn't sound like anybody else would. Or you guys can sit there silently.
Oh, no, I thought you were just referring to Noah because you and I had actually already talked about it on IM.
We did? What did I say? What did you say? What was said?
You said basically what you just said.
And what did you say?
It didn't go over well. And I said, yeah, that is true. I remember the getting it to record while you guys were having your New Year's Eve festivities was a big pain in the ass. And that you guys taking time away from the people that you were supposed to be New Year's Eve festivating with.
Festivating.
Was kind of annoying to them.
Festivus. For the rest of us.
Yeah. My wife was amused by the fact that I was drinking a gigantic rum and coke or whatever the hell it was.
We should do another drunk cast, just we don't have to do it on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I think that would be funny. Especially since we normally record on Sunday mornings. Happy birthday, Jesus! That's not today.
Sunday isn't his birthday all the time.
I know.
Christmas isn't even technically really his birthday.
I'm religiously apathetic. It doesn't mean I've suddenly become an idiot and forgotten all of the Sunday school.
Well, I didn't think it had anything to do with your religiousness that made you an idiot. Goop, hadoop, okay. Boop, scooby-doop,
yeah. All right. So going back to the phobias thing, I bet you Tim could guess mine.
See an enemy vaginas.
No, that was more mild disgust than phobia, but thanks for the callback.
No problem.
Shows you were listening when you were editing. No, heights.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That always amused me. I'm like, you're fucking tall and you're afraid of heights? What's wrong with you? That's like me being afraid of shorts.
I think you're more afraid of heights than I am, Andy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Like, when we went on the Tarzan house thing, Swiss Family Robinson house, it seemed like you were getting a little anxious.
Yep.
You're right. It's Tarzan. It used to be Swiss Family Robinson.
Maybe people haven't been there in a while.
Yeah. those things. By the way. It is the Tarzan/Swiss Family Robinson. Swiss Family Robinson got rescued and Tarzan moved in.
Well, Swiss Family Robinson is now only in Florida.
Oh, okay.
From what I understand.
So they got rescued, but they all turned into old Jewish people.
So the Ferris wheel thing in California, not Ferris wheel. Is that what that's called? The fun wheel of death, as we called it.
Yes, the wheel of death. Yeah.
So that also bad for the heights?
Yes. You don't remember Noah and I both leaning towards each other when we were there?
Yes, but I thought it was because of the shaking, not necessarily the height.
Oh, no, it was the height.
It was a combination. Like, I wouldn't mind the height so much if there wasn't so much movement going on.
I would have minded the height.
Like, I don't like all the sliding around. Like, hey, this makes it easier to break off.
I remember Noah. Hey, now. Actually, it's weird. My fear of height turns into a fear of depth. So, like, if I go snorkeling in really clear water, it freaks me the fuck out because it feels like I'm tipping forward into infinity.
And beyond.
Like, infinity and beyond.
So even though you're just high above the ocean floor, that freaks you out?
Yep. Because it feels high. It feels like I'm out of control. It feels like I'm not safe. And also, you know, that whole weird thing that, she was saying it's weird. But the fear of sharks or, you know, the fear that something from underneath is going to come up and get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, water that I can't see the bottom in, if I'm in a boat or whatever, I don't like to dangle my feet off the edge. So like if I'm at like a lake where the water's a little bit murky, I will keep my hands and arms inside the boat. I do not want to hop out and swim around in that water.
It sucks getting old because you start to freak your shit out yourself about shit. When you're a kid, you don't give a fuck. You're like, I'll dive in the fucking murky water.
No. I've been like that since I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, if I was like in a river and I could see the bottom, fine, I would swim all over that river. But like if I got into a deeper section where like the water just like turned green and like just disappeared, so you could see like big ass rocks, but then like just the bottom not see anymore. Fuck that. I wouldn't go into that part of the river. I could be on a little boat and paddle out over that part of the river. That was fine, but not me. Not me in the water. And that had nothing to do with the fear of heights. That's just that, you know, that unknown thing. It's kind of the dark thing, too. But it's the...
What's out
there? Fear which you can't reason with.
Yeah. What I can't see, it, you know, it's the...
If you can't see it, you can't reason with it.
Yeah, and something that could be down there could come quickly up.
And not reason with you.
And not reason with me. No, completely unreasonable. So, that's me. And we're done there.
All right. Well, the last topic I saw was from Gary asking, you know, Andy and Noah have talked about briefly about their weight loss, and I've been losing weight lately. So if I was curious if the two of you would talk about it more, what your goal weight is, what you do to exercise, things like that. And I'll go get a sandwich and a donut while you guys
talk
about
Andy has talked about weight loss?
I wasn't going to call him out.
I thought it was about you, Tim.
Have I talked about it? Well, I haven't... Well, lost any significant weight.
Just, well, but you're trying to.
I've more pined about the fact that I have weight that I don't want.
I think I'm in Tim's bucket. Except there's food in mine.
The incredibly low impact thing I'm doing is just walking. And I do sit ups and push ups.
Yeah, I'm starting to do that shit too. Trying to get a little more active, but you know, in a very lazy way.
I just pick a song from the Rocky soundtrack, and I just do either sit-ups or push-ups until that song is over.
Huh. Okay.
Problem is, I don't do it regularly enough that it's a, you know, I bet if I did that regularly, it would be a pretty good workout regimen. But I'd be like, I'll do it. And I'd be like, I'm going to do that as soon as I finish this. Shit, this took way long, and now I need to do this. And now I need to do this. And now I need to do this. And now I'm in bed. Sometimes I do push-ups in bed, but my wife is involved. Hey-o!
Hey-o!
Sorry, Matt.
That's okay, you're married. It's okay in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah, he doesn't want to hear about it, though.
tell him that one position you like to do. That one that you told me about, Tim?
I've never told you a thing about our positions.
What? You know the one where she puts her leg...
I have never told a soul. Because one time I made the mistake, you know what, I'm not finishing this story. But basically I told Noah something I shouldn't have, and Noah blurted it out in front of company, and Danelle ran across the room and gave me these death eyes. Like, how the fuck does Noah know that, Tim? How does he know that? I'm pretty sure he wasn't there. How does he know, Tim?
Noah's yelling back across the room at her, it's okay, I loved him first.
I walk for... a mile or two a day. Again, also not regular because I'll be doing graphic stuff on the computer or trying to chase down gigs, and time will get away from me and I won't get out. But I do it a couple times a week at least. It's a good way to. It's also a good way to catch up on podcasts like Tancast.
Indeed. Oh, in that case, next week we should make sure that we only speak in cadence that's good for walking. We'll set up little metronomes.
I'll just put upbeat music underneath. By the way, I'm never doing that again unless I have to, because syncing the music to what's going on, like Smodcast, I don't think they play whole songs. They just play music long enough for what's going on. Then when a topic changes, they add another song. Like, I just put one song that had to do with something that was said at some point during that song, and then when it was over, I added a new song that had something to do, just because I wanted to get music over the, you know, the hour-long show. I'm like, longest song I could find. I was just hoping we would find a way, that I would find a way to work We Are the World in there somewhere. Because I'm like, that's 7 minutes I don't got to worry about. But we did not say anything about helping starving children in Africa.
We are the world.
See, listeners, do you see all dozen of you? This is how Tim suffers for you.
We are the children.
Tim is
that
your
is also
Christ
one of my
child
favorite
this
songs,
Christmas.
But not my top five, perhaps.
So let's keep feeling.
That reminds me, when I was shopping in Fry's, they had a little thing set up where it's like a bunch of Michael Jackson DVDs, CDs, and books and shit, and a big flat screen playing a bunch of his music videos. And like, I was reading something near it. I stopped first to look at it, obviously, and then after I realized there was nothing there I did not already possess, I moved. I moved over and I was looking at some magazines, and everybody who walked by almost stopped for quite a while and watched Michael Jackson for a bit. I was like, that's nice. people are like, hey, I remember this. I like this. I'm going to stop and watch this. One person who went so far has to turn it up.
Wow.
That's it. Sorry. Didn't mean to derail the weight loss conversation, but that...
I've got a topic. This was not sent in to us. This is something that we started to pick up weeks ago. Yep. Tim knows.
Whoa. Hold on. Before we change subjects, I haven't really talked about my weight loss.
To talk about weight loss. We don't want to hear about it. That's why I was cutting you off. No, I can't. Go ahead. Make me feel worse about myself.
You should, Batman.
Hateful fuck. I'm going to send you another picture of my penis. How about that?
I was the one who really minded, wasn't it? Really,
I know.
No, I don't care.
I know.
Nothing about me. Just a penis.
He loved it.
So what do I do? Wait. Sorry, let me look at the email again.
Goal weight.
So my goal weight is about 200 pounds. If I listen to the lying scale, I'm only about 15 pounds away. If I listen to the truthful scale, I'm about 25 pounds away from my goal weight. What I do is I try to walk every day. At least 2.7 miles is my regular route, and then I have another route where I do 3.7 miles, and I try to run a little bit. And I also lift weights at home and do push-ups and sit-ups. And that's it. I do dumbbells. Try to do that every day, switching up the muscle groups.
Now, weren't you telling me that running and walking burns the same distance, burns the same amount of calories?
That's what I heard, but if you read other things, they say it's conflicting information.
Because it doesn't seem like it does.
That they would?
No, it doesn't seem like it would. It seems like you're burning way more calories running.
Yeah, I was reading something else that said if to a certain point they do, but if you go longer, like I think it was like 15 minutes. So if you go longer than 15 minutes, then you start burning actual calories. Or, I don't remember how it was explained. They explained it. I was like, all right, that sounds good. I don't know. But I just want to be able to run like at least a mile straight.
Watch out for the nipple bleeds.
I'm not so worried about that.
I remember before we got back together, I was competing with Danelle to, you know, see who could run a faster mile. And then we got together, and fuck that, she won. I gave up.
So my goals right now are 200 pounds, be able to run a mile straight, be able to do 10 pull-ups. Fucking pull-ups are hard.
Yep.
You
got all that fat to lift.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Because he asked me, and I was like, fuck yeah, I can do a pull-up. I'll do pull-up all day.
And I want to be able to do like 10 one-arm push-ups. That's my goal.
You go, Jack Palance.
We'll see. We'll see how far I get.
Can I be your trainer in the corner yelling at you like Mick?
Sure. Why not?
You're going to eat lightning, and you're going to crap thunder.
Nicely done, sir.
And to have a nice physique.
Well, you already have a nice physique. You were the most athletic.
You already have a sweet, sweet ass and a sweet voice.
Mm-hmm.
What more do the ladies want?
Big fat cock. Done.
Handled.
Nailed it.
You're the fully tricked out model.
Uh-huh. Now I'm getting even buffer.
That was the pimp my pimp.
Yep. I feel for the most part my body's all right. I need to work on my abs.
Yeah, the fortunate thing is like just doing sit-ups, it'll make your abs stronger, but it'll make them more defined. You just gotta lose the fat.
Yes, I used to have more defined abs than I do now. And I think it was because just dance around and running around like an idiot. Like, I used to do a lot more of it than I do now. Like, I used to go dancing a lot throughout a week.
I'll keep healthy.
Zero.
Yeah.
I'm going to a wedding in January in Minnesota, which I'm really looking forward to.
No, you're not.
Because I don't know if Minnesota has a vacation season, but January is not it. Sorry. It's a paraphrase of Jim Short or Jeff Short. Two comedians. One's from Australia, one's not. But one of them has that joke. All right. That'll probably be cut out because it sucked.
Yep. So that link that I sent you guys a while back.
We're back.
You can make the link noise here. I'm not going to ruin it, but it's a guy apparently telling a story with horribly drawn MS Paint graphics that are themselves graphic, little cartoon wiener, describing the horror at with a bathroom mishap at the house or the dorm room of a girl that he liked and got the number of.
It's very long.
It's long. There's a lot of words. We're not gonna go through the whole thing.
My doorbells just went off. I'll be right back.
Okay. But it's horrible. And apparently this guy's got some anxiety problems, like he's anxious around people. So when you get to the end and you realize exactly what he's blaming this whole problem on and try like what the point of his story is to tell other people to learn from his mistake, where he thinks he made the mistake, I laughed so hard I couldn't breathe. So enjoy, but don't enjoy with anybody that you wouldn't want to see a crudely drawn cartoon Wang.
Yes, I did see the pictures.
Yeah. So yes, you can enjoy that later, but now we'll pause with music. Wait for Tim to come back from dealing with the Jehovah's Witnesses. We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving. There's Tim.
My wife just came home with cookies.
Yay, cookies! Yay, wife! So, speaking of wives, if you were going to do DP with your wife...
Hi, Matt.
No. If your wife was going to do DP,
yes.
Would if you want to be involved, or would you want to not see it at all?
Yeah. I guess the question with the not being, the not seeing it at all is like, can you not be aware?
No.
Or do you have to be aware that it's going on?
You have to be aware it's happening. It's a good cookie. You have to be aware it's happening, but you're not involved.
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you don't need to. You don't see it while it's happening.
I think I'd want to be involved just because then that's one less foreign dick in my neck of the woods.
That is true.
I think I'd want to be involved because I think that I could see what's happening on as opposed to like your imagination going wild, like, what the fuck is going on in there? Did you like it? Is it good? What?
Yeah.
But on the other hand,
as long as you kept up your level of activity, then, you know, even if she's like really, really liking it, like, oh, she likes this more than normal. Well, it's because I worked harder.
But on the other hand, he said for the third time, finally getting to finish his goddamn sentence.
Well, you got a mouthful of cookie. We were just letting you finish.
It was no, I never did have a mouthful of cookie the only time I said on the other hand. Asshole.
I know.
On the other hand, if you're there with her, you're rubbing balls with some dude. So there's that to consider.
Yeah.
You don't have to rub balls.
How are you going to do double penetration without rubbing balls?
I like to pin them back. Get some tape, some duct tape.
Pin them back? I was like, ow. Don't puncture it.
I think that might have to be a requirement. You know, nobody lets go of their own balls. You got the little...
Whoa, you don't get to make rules here. You just have to go with... Your wife is running the show.
No. I think if you're there, you get to...
You do not get to make any rules. Your wife is running this double penetration show. And if she says you rub balls, start rubbing.
That would be unfortunate. See, I'd want to make the little ball cage with the hand. Because then, like, the worst case, we'd be fist bumping. It'd be like, yeah, bro, do that. Fuck my wife.
See, if you're that concerned with the mechanics of it, you're not getting a good fuck on. And then she'll be dissatisfied, and then she'll just have two other guys who aren't so pussy
about it. I think if I'm doing DP with my wife, it's mostly because, I think it's mostly, Merry Christmas, honey. Here's your DP. I don't think I'm there to, get my own good fuck on. I'm just...
Director of photography? Sort of, I love that guy.
Yeah. I'm just sort of there to, survive it. So, Noah, what are your thoughts? Ball rubbing?
Oh, why not? Just balls.
That is true. It is just balls.
I'm the type of person that I'd rather know than let my imagination go wild.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have a point. I was just playing devil's advocate, which is why it was not an easy question for me to answer all at once.
Yep.
Oh, and then what did you pick, Tim?
I haven't really come down on a side yet.
Well, let's come down, buddy. Pick a side.
I guess I got to be there.
Tim's got to think about it.
I guess I got to be involved. I'm not happy about it.
You got to have your balls rubbed against another dude's balls?
Apparently.
So that's what you got to do to save your marriage, Tim?
You know what? I forgot to save his marriage. Yeah, why isn't break up an option? Hey, why are you cheating on me? You're still cheating on me just because I'm there.
What if you do it in trade, You get the rock and the DP, but she'll service you with some other chick that you can pick.
Now you're talking, buddy.
See? Quid pro quo.
Now you're cooking with gas.
Now you're not really talking. You're just
that was trying to be quid pro quo Clarice, but somehow clo and crow and whatever. I don't know. Words.
Well, do we have any other topics? Because I think we should wrap it up.
I think you're right.
This guy's ass is huge.
The cartoon ass? Yes.
Yes.
But the cartoon boner is like bigger than his head, so.
What?
It looks like he has a pair of tits on his ass.
Yes, it does. A pair of tits that are taking a red steaming poo. I think that's one of the most disturbing things is like as you go down, sometimes the poo's brown, sometimes it's brown with red in it.
That's not good. You're supposed to see a doctor.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap this motherfucker up.
Seriously. If we didn't get to your topic, thank you. I mean, no. Yeah, if we didn't get to your topic, thank you.
Good job, Tim.
No, if we didn't get to your topic, fuck you. It's because we don't love you.
If we didn't get to your topic, I'm sorry, but thank you for sending it in. We will get to it the next time we run down some listener topics, which is, you know, could be any episode, really.
We're always looking for ideas. I think we nailed them all.
Okay. Well, then, thank you, everybody who did. We did get to you, and hope everybody had a great 2009, except all the people who were touched by tragedy in 2009.
All of us.
Sorry for all of you.
Everyone who lost a job, lost a parent, lost a loved one, lost a friend, lost a pet, lost a celebrity they really liked.
Had to deal with a black guy in charge of your country.
Yeah, we're sorry.
So, here's looking forward to a better 2010.
Hopefully it can't be much worse. History proves it might.
Awesome. All right, well, bye-bye.
Goodbye. I just waved. Oh my god, I need to go to bed.
Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 80. Really appreciate all of you for listening, and especially all those of you who sent in topics and all of you who comment at TanCast.com. Really appreciate you. Don't forget to leave that iTunes review December 30th. Hope you had a great 2009. Thank you for letting us be a part of it, and we'll see you next year for 2010. Stupid.
TanCast!
3, 2, 1, TanCast!
TanCast is the reason it's my cock meat that I put in your mouth, TanCast.
What now? What?
Never mind.